You are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast, hosted by my guy, Saul Wright, Keep Listening Heavy Bruh, and King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting history. Keep up the excellent work, fellas. Take it away.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast. This is episode 195, and I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrified motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. I'm a motherfucking sore loser, too.
That was my whole thing. I'm like, I don't understand why people mad. So, we're going in, we're talking about Super Bowl, we're talking about Cam's reaction, of course. We're talking about this instead of the game first, because this is what's most important, right? Yes. I heard him talking shit about the score or the game.
What was the score of the game? I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. We should have had it up, but, you know, we're not responsible.
It was 24-10, but, I mean, nobody remembers that.
All we had to hear was Peyton Manning's retiring, he's riding off at the sunset, maybe.
Drinking beer.
Yeah, drinking beer, kissing Papa John's and shit.
Well, how did Papa John get on the fucking field, bro? Like, where was Peyton Manning's wife? He kissed Papa John before he kissed his wife, bro.
Hey, Papa John wasn't gonna miss that opportunity, bro. He got pizzas to give away. Did he give away like a million free pizzas the next day or some shit?
It was like 50 cents or something like that, wasn't it?
He's on the hook for that. It was like buy one pizza, get one free or some shit like that. So,
Too bad I don't like that crappy pizza, Papa. I would have probably took in.
There was a time when Papa John's was my go-to, but
that shit was too fucking, I don't know, it always give me heartburn. That's why I don't like Papa John's pizza, man. There's something about it, like, even if it was just regular pepperoni, man, that shit would just flame me up, man. That's why I was just like, give me the cheap-ass Domino's, or, you know what I'm saying, a Pizza Hut, not a freestanding Pizza Hut, you know what I'm saying, I'd still eat that, or some banging local joints.
What you mean a freestanding, pizza, you know, as opposed to what?
Like a Pizza Hut to be like in a shopping center. Like, don't fuck with them. Like, if it's in a connected, like a strip, you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck with that Pizza Hut because they don't make their pizzas. You know what I'm saying? They come in like they come in with just like cheese on them or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
really?
Yes. So if it's a freestanding, they still actually make the dough and all that shit there. You know what I'm saying? Roll the dough out.
Shit, I didn't know that. I only know of one out here, and I'm not going to that one. So fuck that. But the Super Bowl happened.
It's a lot of good pizza joints, Austin. But yeah, let's talk about the Super Bowl before we start talking about food and Be Easy starts docking our pay.
Yeah, we don't need them problems, man. After the game, after Carolina, first of all, Carolina got their ass whooped.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, they didn't get their ass whooped. So all right, think about it.
Okay,
the game was it, in the fourth quarter? It was a touchdown game. You know what I'm saying?
So let me correct that. The offense got their ass whooped.
The offense shot themselves in the foot. That's what they did.
Got their ass whooped. Cam got his ass whooped.
The tackles did take a beating. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Michael Orr was not looking like the blind side out there. He was looking like...
blind.
A blind. Yeah, just a fucking Venetian blind. You know?
Keep him the blind boy on high school playing ball.
Where they at, go? Where they at? That's what he was looking like. Where they at?
I think about the video is so fucked
up. That video is, man, the first time I seen this shit, I fucking cried, nigga. Cause I was like a blind football player, like, what is this? And then they showed the play, he missed, like he whiffed.
It was so bad. Like, you can't just have him out there running, waving his hands, bro. But anyway, Cam got fucking destroyed. What was it, 7 sacks?
Yeah, Cam got tattooed out there. I mean, he was beat up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but you can't fumble the ball 2 times, Cam. Mike Tolbert, you can't put the ball on the ground 2 times. Jonathan Stewart, you can't put the ball on the ground once. Cam, you can't throw an interception. You know what I'm saying? It was just like the perfect storm, you know, like.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Peyton Manning and them didn't do shit to win the game. They had 194 yards. So Carolina defense showed up. Everybody keep talking about this Denver defense, but I look at the stats. Goddamn, Denver defense gave up 400 yards. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was a defensive game, man. The turnovers was the difference. The turnovers was the difference.
Yes, big difference. Because think about it. Let's talk about the bullshit missed call in the first quarter with the second quarter with that country catch. You know what I'm saying? Right after that play, that's when they got the touchdown. You know what I'm saying? So if that would been called a first down, you know, and that fumble happened, it wouldn't have became a touchdown. Denver didn't score but one touchdown. And the touchdown they scored was because they gave him the ball on the fucking 4-yard line. You know what I'm saying? And then it would have been a field goal if they didn't call pass interference in the end zone.
Yeah, so this shit was bad, man. It's like the game was close enough. We didn't need that bullshit.
Did I say something? Didn't I say before the game, the referee that was reffing the game, watch out?
Cleet Blakeman.
I said, yo, this nigga, if they 5-0 with the mother... Bruh, like I said, man,
Made sure his boy got the W.
He made sure, bruh. They made sure because, like I said, it was a lot of... the Broncos did not have one penalty in the second half. Not one. You know what I'm saying? Which is amazing.
Because they had like four on the first play.
Seeing how aggressive their fucking corners was playing, like they were hoping, they could have been at least two pass interference calls that they didn't call. Like the dude had his arms wrapped around him before the ball got there. No call. You know what I'm saying? Greg Olsen got interfered with. It was a badly rough game. I'm not even a Panther fan. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying from the outside looking in, there was some horrible reffing going on out there. And, you know, I can understand.
Akeem Talib damn near decapitated that dude to stop 6 points.
He got the game right there, man.
That shit, and then he admitted it. So yes, you did it. We knew it was
vicious. He said, I knew it wasn't going to hurt us because why? It was a 2-yard penalty. It was an Amendola. He said, I'm an Amendola this nigga right here, man.
Man, he tried to rip that nigga head off. That's
right. When you would have done that for a 2-yard penalty?
Of course. But you don't admit it.
Like, what can they do? It's a 2-yard penalty.
Yeah, I'm saving 6.
They got to do something about that, man.
You can't be admitting that shit, man.
Yes.
This shit's bad. But after the game, you know, Cam's doing a presser. For whatever reason, why were the both teams in the same room giving the post-game
presser? NFL dropped the ball on this one.
How did that happen?
That was crazy. Like, you mean tell me in this big-ass arena, we couldn't have two different,
This is Levi Stadium, right?
Yes.
So they have two home locker rooms because when they built that stadium, it was built to host two teams. That was part of the condition for getting the stadium there. So they have two huge home locker rooms that you could have done this shit. So you have two home and a visitor locker room. You got three fucking locker rooms and you ended up having this presser with both teams in the same room.
Jesus Christ, crazy man. And then let's be honest, man. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not defending what he did, but I know after event, if I'm a player, coach, whatever, like, we just won, we just lost, I need time to decompress. You might get me to say something, like, I might be excited we won. I'd be like, whoa, I'm going to snort some coke tonight, fuck some bitches. Whoa, did I say that? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you excited or you down in that moment. Like, they don't give you enough time to decompress so you can actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, this is Super Bowl over with. You sitting there asking me 5 questions, the same question, 3 of them. What do you think they could have done differently? What do you think? I mean, motherfucker, didn't I just answer that? Like, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. Then you got this motherfucker Chris Harris over there. Oh, loud talking. You know what I'm saying? You sitting in the camera just looking at the nigga like, goddamn, nigga. Yeah. Like, for real? You going to be that loud? Like, oh, all right.
Shit, because he was basically, it wasn't so bad that he was saying shit. It was what he said and the motherfucker that heard him.
Exactly.
He said, you know, basically, we're going to make him throw. You know, you can't beat us. It's basically what he was saying. And Cam, like, goddamn. I'm sitting over here. I'm already dealing with this shit. These reporters asking these stupid ass questions, and now I got to hear your punk ass. Like nobody want to hear that shit.
Even Chris Harris said he would have did the same thing. He said, "I would have walked out too."
Of course. I think that's the other thing. So everybody's calling Cam a bad sport.
Yes.
Because he sulked off after answering the questions. You know what I'm saying? He actually answered the questions. Is he supposed to be boisterous? Is he supposed to be like, yeah, you know, we lied? Is he supposed to do the Russell Wilson? Because Russell give a post game like, ain't shit happened.
Bruh, listen, my thing is this. Like, this is the whole thing with Cam. It was like, well, I mean, you do the dab, you do this, the celebration, so when you lose, why do I have to be gracious in losing? Like, I don't understand it. You're professional. So what? You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas get upset. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas walk off the court without shaking hands all the time. LeBron and them lose, LeBron be out of there. Nigga like, man, fuck this shit, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
They act so different. Like, we're all excited on payday. When you're broke, you're not happy.
Hell no.
This is regular. This is love going to
work on payday. But on Monday, I hate going to fucking work.
And that's how it goes. That's how people are. So I don't really understand the problem with this. It's weird to see how they all critiqued it. And then when he came back, it was just like, yo, I'm just a sore loser. It is what it is. There's nothing else to say. The discussion ends at that point.
Yes.
You call him immature. You call him all this. At the end of the day, he said, I'm just a sore loser. And that's just what it's going to be. All right. That's cool, because we've seen plenty of these interviews where people are sore losers. But for some reason, Cam, you know, gets the ire of everybody for whatever reason. You know,
that needs to be humble, Saul, right?
I guess so. You know what I'm saying? It's something about, you know, being black and cocky that this country has a problem with. You know, it, whether it's Muhammad Ali, whether it's, you know, money. Who?
Terrell Owens,
you know what I'm saying? Mike Tyson. The list goes on and on. If you're black and you're cocky, we got a problem with you.
Yes, so, got to bring you down a notch.
Got to bring you down a notch. You can't be too active out there. You know what I'm saying? If Michael Jordan wasn't so busy making everybody look terrible, they probably would hate Michael Jordan too.
Oh, they hate Michael Jordan, trust me.
You think so?
Oh, yes, they do. They tell Michael Jordan he can't even date black women no more.
Okay, so wait, who said that?
They.
the same they? Them motherfuckers right there, man. You got to watch they. But what did you think of the game? Like, did you enjoy it?
I mean, it was the game was straight. I mean, it was defensive struggle. You know what I'm saying? Offensive, you know, I mean, there's a lot of chess matches, flipping the field. You know what I'm saying? Just too many mistakes. But, I mean, the game was straight. I had no problem with it. I always like seeing, I mean, it's competitive. As long as the game, the Super Bowl's competitive, not blowouts early. Where, you know, niggas start leaving the party and, you know what I'm saying, the women take over. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I'm cool with that.
I wonder what would happen if Cam had at least just one receiver. To catch the ball. Just one. You don't have to be a top receiver. Just somebody who can actually catch the ball. Somebody he can rely on.
Yeah.
Them cats was dropping everything. He was in them in the hands and they dropping stuff.
Hey, look, so I know in the draft, they better take a wide receiver.
You know, I think that's their only option. Like, what else can you pick? You're already picking last or second to last. So what option do you have? You got to go with a wide receiver. And I mean, you got to cut at least three of them motherfuckers.
I mean, who's gone? Kotcher, you're gone.
You got to keep Kotcher. He's too tall.
He's just old. It ain't got nothing to do with your production. You just old. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Roman Harper, you look like you're 45, but Roman Harper's like 30, 31.
He's been looking old since like 12.
I said, what the fuck is this nigga been like? We ain't had a hard life. Where is this nigga from, son? This nigga got, he had to be born on a plantation or something, man. This nigga is, woo.
I think Mike Tolbert's time is up.
Nah, they just inked Mike Tolbert, I think, man. Mike Tolbert's the fullback. He that's his thing. But he's had two fumbles in the Super Bowl, so yeah, you got to go.
You got to go, bro. Your time is up.
The bowling ball shit is a wrap, man. Cause they got Carmen Artist Payne. Everybody got Artist Payne. Jonathan Stewart. Like I don't like him. Like he's just not durable. Like you know what I'm saying?
He hate me, right?
He
hate me from the XFL. Ain't that Jonathan Stewart?
No, man. Jonathan Stewart.
Who was he hate me?
He hate me. But Jonathan Stewart went to Oregon, man. That's not him, man.
I think that's him from the XFL, bro.
No, it's not.
I think I might actually have a fact on you this time.
No, you're wrong again, so all
right. I don't know. I'm looking it up right now. I feel like that's him.
No, man.
Who is it?
He hate me name is Rod Smart.
Oh, okay. So I was wrong again.
Yes.
Okay, I was wrong again.
He hate me is like 40, so he's not in the league no more.
Yeah, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yes, that's why I was just like, come on, man. It's all right. We was like teenagers. Well, you was. I know I was.
Of course. There goes that bus. The other narrative about the Super Bowl was Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, whether he's going to retire or not, his greatness, the most wins. So what all the records he has the most wins, the most yards.
Yes.
Touchdowns, you know, yada yada yada.
But his wins thing will get broken, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Listen,
Brady's right on his ass, bro.
Brady's on his ass. Like 2 years Brady got him. You know what I'm saying? And Brady gonna play for another 10 years, you know what I'm saying? So Brady gonna obliterate that win record.
Brady did lose like at least one season in that last game.
No, he didn't, man.
They beat the shit out of Brady. That's the most
he's got offensive line. Man, come on. He didn't lose no year.
He may have lost 1 year. I mean, he is like 38. So he lost at least 1 year.
look, he didn't get hit that much this season. So that was just
that game made up for at least a season of hits.
Listen, man, Tom Brady, listen, man, you understand, he's the golden boy, man. Them hits like that, okay, he probably like in 2009 with the hits he took in this season. So he still got, like I said, man, he still got 7 years, man. I give you 7 years.
And, you know, they'll find a way to retool and make it happen. But, man, where do you put Manning?
Line, man.
Where do you put Manning?
Manning, I mean, top five. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, just off of his... you know, regular season stats, but postseason, nah, he not top 10 postseason. He might not be top 15, top 20. Y'all gotta understand, Peyton Manning, he finally got over 500 with a playoff record, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, seeing how everything coincided with the Super Bowl, you know, it just, you know, I mean, conspiracy theorists, you know, they having a field day with all this bullshit. It wasn't a race, you know, they didn't want to see a black man win a Super Bowl, so they did. You know, I've seen all kind of crazy little shit in the last week, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. But Peyton Manning, nah, man, in 4 Super Bowl appearances, he has 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in 4 Super Bowls.
The greatest regular season quarterback of all time. I go that far. And that's about all I got.
I mean, how do you only have... You have more interceptions than touchdowns. And you averaging 1 interception per game in the Super Bowl and less than a touchdown. You're not... Yeah, that's not great. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I agree with
people you. People talking about, oh, Peyton Manning this and that. I mean, they won in spite of him. Like, he has never helped his team win the Super Bowl. Never. Never.
Like, totally agree, man. Like, if it's, you know, the final drive of a regular season game... I might consider Manning. If it's the final drive of a Super Bowl,
Final drive, I'm taking Brady.
Of either a Super Bowl or a regular season game?
Yes!
I hear you. I can't argue with that. But Eli, I'm saying it.
Playoffs over Peyton. Give me Eli in the playoffs over Peyton.
Can't argue with that either. But the final game of the Super Bowl play is definitely not Manning. It's definitely not Peyton. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. We talked last week about Mike Martz being mad about T.O., being finalists over Holt and Bruce for the Rams. We got the Hall of Fame snub. So T.O. didn't even make it.
Nope. He got snubbed, man.
Pace did make it.
Orlando Pace made it in. Yep.
Who else made it?
Tony Dungy, Ken Stabler.
Ken Stabler?
Yeah. Brett Favre.
Wait. I thought you had a limit of how many years you could be on this shit.
Man, I guess the Veterans Committee put him in, but T.O. didn't get in. Edgar James didn't get in. Marvin Harrison got in. Marvin
really?
Harrison.
He's got. Did he have like a pending murder case?
I mean, no. It's just hey, look, Marvin Harrison been shooting at niggas, getting shot at. Right. I mean, somebody the murder case is just in the air. Like they don't know like if he did it or not. Like yo, this shit crazy, but. You know, T.O. can't get in, you know what I'm saying? Because he cried to the media. He wasn't fun to the media. Like that's some bullshit that you can the media, you can be a dickhead to the media and then your career over, the media can be like, ha, I'm gonna get your ass back now. You're not gonna get in. We're gonna humble you for a year. They make you sit out a year just because. For what? Like, I mean, I don't get it. Like I just don't understand. Like, why T.O., like he top stats, like stats get you in the Hall of Fame. Am I not right?
That's what I thought. But
okay.
That's what I thought. That's
real. Like they said. They said T.O. was a better wide receiver than Tony Dungy was a head coach.
Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
They said T.O. was a better wide receiver than Ken Stabler was a quarterback.
Ooh.
So we gonna put T.O. numbers against Marvin Harrison? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, Marvin Harrison waited his time. He walked away in 2009. So, you know, they made him wait his year. There's only been like 2 wide receivers got in on their first ballot, and that was like Jerry Rice and Steve Largent.
Right.
Steve Largent.
Hey, man, I don't know what the criteria is anymore for greatness.
I want to see what Steve Largent's stats is real quick. He got in first ballot.
I don't know what the criteria is anymore. Like they just put in who they want to put in, which is fine. But just say that. Let's just pick our favorites each year and keep it going.
Okay. No. We got to read Steve Largent's stats. He got in on the first ballot Hall of Fame.
By the way, these are the rest: Kevin Green, Marvin Harrison, Orlando Pace, Eddie DiBartolo. I don't know that nigga. Ken Stabler.
He's an owner.
Whatever.
The 49ers.
And Dick Stanfield, of course, and Brett Favre.
Yeah, So in his career, Steve Largent has 100 touchdowns, 13,000 yards, and 819 catches.
That's okay. It?
Yeah, that's they look. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, all right, whatever.
5'11", 187 pounds. Maybe that's because he was a little short guy and they loved him. But 800 catches, Terrell Owens. Let's see what Terrell Owens got. Just by comparison.
Terrell, he had 800 catches in that Super Bowl.
I mean, a broken leg. What a broken fucking leg.
That one Super Bowl, that dude was crazy. Like, they just kept throwing the ball and nobody could stop him. Like, you knew he was getting the ball. They was like, fuck it. We can't stop him.
Look, Terrell Owens, 1,700 catches.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. How many touchdowns?
My bad. No. My, not 1,700. I'm sorry. He had 1,078 catches. He had 15,000 yards. He got 153 touchdowns. Mm. But he didn't get in first ballot.
I'm just going to check, because I remember they used to run the reverse every once in a while with T.O. Does he have any rushing touchdowns?
He got rushing touchdowns. Look at it. T.O. got rushing touchdowns. Oh, man, what the hell? They flipped on me. Stop. Rushing. I was just on the screen. No. Yes, he got rushing touchdowns. Where they at, man?
I know he used to run in reverse every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? He'd get in there and get his play on. It's just weird to see how they do this shit every year. And the fact that he was a finalist, I feel like they was trolling. Y'all knew y'all wouldn't go vote him in.
Yeah.
But y'all put him in that class anyway just because it's hard to deny that on the field stuff. But that off the field stuff, y'all like, yeah, he ain't going to get in this time. We're going to let him wait for a little bit. But props for them to get in the right pace. You know what I'm saying? Favre, of course, Favre got to go in, I guess.
Yeah, Favre got to get in there.
They were comparing the other day. They were comparing your boy Marshawn Lynch stats to some running backs. Is Marshawn gonna go in? Cause he retired. He hung it up. Is Lynch gonna go in the Hall of Fame?
Nah, he ain't gonna get in.
Now there is, because I'm horrible with names, I forget who it is. There's a three guy.
Touchdowns for Terrell Owens. I'm sorry.
How many?
Three. Yeah, 200. He amassed 251 yards in his career rushing.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? It's better than some current running backs. I forget who it is that's in the Hall of Fame right now. Marshawn Lynch has like the same numbers.
Mm. Bro, Edgerrin James didn't get in, and he is higher than Marshall Faulk. Who else? Marcus Allen. It's like he's above three Hall of Famers. His stats is above three, and I'm just like, damn, like. All time, they got number 9 in there. Like, Edgerrin James ain't like number 11. Like, number 9 in there, number 10 in there, number 12 in there, number 13 in there, and number 14 in there. But I'm like, God damn, you know what I'm saying? So it's just...
You can't put gold teeth on the gold bus, right?
Yes, they can't put no locks on there. They don't want to have dreads and golds on the damn on the bus, man.
You just got to make sure they know, get somebody who know how to do locks. And then they put them in. So that's what they waiting on. Who do you think that should have, out of that final list, do you think there's anybody that should have been in, other than T.O., obviously?
I say Edgerrin James. That was the biggest one I was making a fight.
That's the biggest, though. I hear you on that. Running backs, I feel like, are undervalued.
Yes! It's like, man, you got to put a running back in there. It's just like, my stats as a running back, like, if you, when you get, like, 10,000 yards rushing, man, that should automatically make you in the Hall of Fame. Like, yeah. That should be the number. Like, they should have certain number stats. If you get that number, you're in, like, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like... It should be, because that's ridiculous.
I think it's the value of the running back's been, it's been devalued, not just from a play standpoint, but from the Hall of Fame standpoint, draft standpoint. Like, it's just, you get a good 4 years out of running back nowadays. A good, solid, hot four. And then after that, you ship them off because they all broken and beat up. You know what I'm saying? It's bad. I think we're done with the dope running back days, man. Even Gurley had a great year, rookie of the year. I don't think we'll see the same thing next season. Because they beat him the fuck up already out the gate. So, anyway, man. T.O. also apparently called out Chris Carter. Chris Carter's in the Hall of Fame, right? Apparently, T.O. said that Chris Carter begged his way into
the Hall of Fame. No, there is no apparently about this, all right. He said.
I'm, just, I'm just trying to keep it clean, man.
So Mike and Mike, there was on Mike and Mike, what morning this was. It had to be Wednesday morning. And, you know, they was asking him, you know, Terrell, how he felt about getting snubbed and shit. And he said he kind of knew he wasn't going to get in the first year because of, you know, how they treat him and shit. He said, I could have been like Chris Carter, you know what I'm saying, and begged my way into the Hall of Fame. And when he said that, man, my motherfucking mouth dropped and I laughed so hard, man. T.O. real nigga, man. Hey, early win of the week, man. Terrell Owens for saying this shit, man.
Do you agree with him?
Hell yeah, I agree with him.
So how did Chris Carter beg his way into the Hall of Fame?
I mean, he just like, listen, man, Chris Carter's stats are great. I mean, you know, he played long enough. You know what I'm saying? He was around good offenses and shit like that. But let's be honest, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Carter, like, I mean, when he got on ESPN and he got on there and started, you know, brown nosing and bapping and, you know, throwing up the C's and stuff. And, you know what I'm saying? Became a friend of the company. It's like the media. He won the media over because it's like Chris Carter was like an alcoholic. He had issues and, you know, like, everything should have kept him out of the Hall. But, you know, outside of stats. But he should have kept him out. But, I mean, he in there. I do think he begged his way in, though. I really do. T.O. was right. He's right. I'm with him. I ride with him. Not nothing wrong with that. Not nothing wrong with that.
But he didn't. It's not fair. Like, I guess, and fair, you know, life ain't fair. But I guess we gotta talk about the balance of what the fuck y'all doing. Because the Hall is supposed to be this high esteem held place, right? So if what you do on the field ain't enough, if you got to do the off-field shit, then it's got to be a cutoff. You can't allow this motherfucker to do the media and do the press for 5 years and then throw him in the Hall of Fame. That's not right. It's got to be at least while you're playing. Like, cap that shit off to your playing days. Once you fucking retire, we're done with the extra shit. So if you play dope, but you shit to media for 5 seasons and you get 3 Super Bowls, who gives a fuck? You get 3 Super Bowls, right? And then you shit to the media, you got a couple arrest records and shit like that. You're Ben Roethlisberger. And then you retire, and all you're doing is community service. We don't put you in because of community service. That's just not fair.
Hey, maybe they think T.O. should have spent his year knowing he should have been politicking and making nice with everybody to get in, but he didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? And so now, you know what I'm saying, he just is like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to be myself. Y'all don't let me in there, then, you know, everybody see it is now, and everybody know, like, there's no reason why T.O. should have not got in on the first round. No reason. No reason at all. Not because that's just the way it is. What kind of bullshit is that? That's just the way it is?
I'm just waiting for the T.O. movie. I think T.O. movie would be amazing. A T.O. movie would be amazing. I watched that shit. And I think him making it would be a good story for the NFL. You know what I'm saying? I still remember him talking about his father living across the street, and he thought he was dead. That is some dirtball shit. It's fucking disgusting.
Like, he said he used to like this girl. He said he used to like this girl. And it was like, yo, man, you know, he liked this girl. And they told his family, they said, man, you can't like that girl. He was like, why not? They're like, that's your sister. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. Because she lived across the street. Like, she lived across the street or something. It was like a sister or cousin or some shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? You know.
That's rough, man. That's rough, man. That's what you got to go through. But you made it to the pros. You made it to the highest level. And you performed. So, I don't know, man. Anyway. What did Chris Carter say back? Did he say anything back? I didn't hear a response.
He tweeted a picture of him in his Hall of Fame jacket and his hat, telling some not crying, I'm smiling. You know what I'm saying? It was one of them little shady, like full of shade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just trolled it out, I guess, man. The thing about Chris Carter that aggravates me is because he's always so outspoken of what black people do. Like, everything he says, talk about his crack shit or how tough of a player he was. Nobody gives a shit, Chris Carter.
I'm from Ohio, man. My mom, she used to come home. I'm telling you guys, Greedy, you couldn't have made it in my neighborhood.
Nobody wants to hear that shit, man. We're tired of hearing from you. At least when your boy, I can't even think his goddamn name right now. Help me out. Cowboys receiver, the great. I can't think of his name.
Michael Irvin.
Yes, Michael Irvin. Even when he's criticizing motherfuckers, he's still regular with the shit.
Yes, he criticizes from a place of love.
Yeah.
Not a finger wagging. You know what I'm saying? He just like, look, bro, I've been there. This is what you got to do. You know, you got to change people around you. You know what I'm saying? He don't sit there and be like, oh, y'all just can't be blaming the man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Nah, he like, start, you know, my girlfriend be like, it starts with yourself. You got to look in the mirror and say, you're the problem. Yeah. Not them. It's you.
Chris Carter's always on this holy of that. You know who else is starting to sound like they finger wagging and shit? Your boy Dion, man.
Deion is. Like, how you gonna tell Cam you Deion?
Deion was the worst with media, nigga.
Deion, you didn't you throw that water on Tim McCarver that time because he said something about you?
Bruh.
He was like, you're a class act. This was in baseball. You remember that shit?
Yeah, Deion was horrible.
And he was like, you're a class act, Deion. Like he just threw, he kept throwing the bucket on goddamn Tim McCarver. Like, yo, fuck you. Like, you know, come on, man.
Deion was trash, man. He was trash to the media. But so to hear him talk shit, I'm sitting there like looking. And I'm like, what? Because at that point, they had Marshall Faulk, Deion Sanders. And God damn it, you just said his name. Why can't I remember his name? Michael Irvin. They had all three. I don't know why I can't remember him. Probably because he's a Cowboy. They had all three of them at the table, and they were talking about Cam's actions. And of course, Faulk was the first one to jump out there. I've been in this spot. I've lost the Super Bowl. I was like, God damn it, calm down. Like, you still bitter.
Michael Irvin, like, I can't speak on that. I don't know how it feels to lose the Super Bowl.
I was like, God damn, he jammed him real quick. But they were on the same accord. Deion was on another bullshit like Chris Carter, man. So I'm interested to see how Deion changes, you know, now that he got the church back. Deion ain't lost the
Super Bowl either, I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, and that's what Marshall said.
Y'all can't even speak on this. Like, Marshall, the only one that can speak on this right now. Like,
yeah.
But y'all still never had to walk away from the Super Bowl with a loss, so you don't know how you would have felt at that podium, nigga.
But they still shit. Had to talk about it. They still had their name.
But Marshall, you lost, but you had a ring, so it's just like, it really don't hurt. Like, I didn't want one, so it's just like...
Yeah, Marshall, you lost your second time going.
You didn't you're going for a back-to-back. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So Cam is in a unique spot, and neither one of y'all won the fucking Heisman or the college championship, and then they had to go for the Super Bowl. So
did Marshall Faulk win the Heisman?
Marshall Faulk didn't win the Heisman. You know how my regard for the Heisman is.
He didn't. I don't think he did, because he would have been the greatest Heisman winner of all time, man.
The Heisman doesn't do shit for you in the pros, so I don't give a fuck about that.
It curses you in the pros.
Yeah, that's true. That we should have known that by that question. We should have known the answer right off the top. Yeah. Of course he didn't win. He got a Super Bowl ring. So it's interesting to see how that shit plays out. Talking about the Super Bowl, talking about criticism, talking about controversy, there was a halftime show. Now, I said this to my wife when we were watching Super Bowl. Why do they do this every year? Like, I understand people are paying $21,000 to go to Super Bowl, which is fucking ridiculous.
Shit.
$21,000, bro. There's no chance in hell I would ever.
You know how big of a TV I could watch and what kind of Super Bowl party I could throw for having a fucking 21 just to be in the know? I can't do it, man.
Nigga, I spent $300 on Super Bowl party and it was amazing. So $21,000 is crazy. But you spend all that money. We got the 9 pregame songs. We got, 900 old people walking out on the field with their bad knees and hips. We got the national anthem. We got State of the Union. We got all this shit pregame presser. We get the first half done, and then we got this hour-long halftime show. I've never been a fan of this shit. Like, this is just a long bathroom break. I don't need it. I understand you want to make something different for the fans. That's why you charge them an exorbitant amount of money, but it's stupid. This halftime show, we had Coldplay. We had Bruno Mars. And Beyonce. When did Beyonce become a part of the halftime show is my first question.
She's married to Jay-Z, which means she's an opportunist, but go ahead.
But when did it happen? Because I remember they announced Bruno Mars was back for the halftime show like week 6 of the regular season. They already had him locked in. Coldplay came around like week 9. And then I didn't hear shit about Beyonce until the week before.
Damn.
Now, I'm not saying that's when it happened. That's just when I heard about it. So I was questioning that. So if you watch the Super Bowl, you watch the halftime show. Coldplay came out there. They were boring as fuck. Bruno Mars came out there, appropriating.
Everybody black culture. Bruno Mars had the best performance, man.
He was dancing. I mean, he was trying to channel some dance.
They said Bruno shit was the best.
But what are we looking at?
The same day.
Bruno came out there, did his thing, and then Beyonce came out. And she did that thing. Dancing on the grass. Fuck the stage. I'm going to dance on the grass in my heels. This is where all the controversy comes in. This is for her song Formation. They dropped a video like, 2-3 days before the Super Bowl?
The day before, yeah, something like that. Friday, Saturday, something like that, yeah.
She drops Formation in the video. It's definitely dedicated to Katrina. You got Black Panther images. You got, cop images. Stop killing us. Yada, yada, yada.
Her heritage, her being a Creole or whatever.
Lyrics of the song, right? So, apparently, people got upset and wanted to boycott the halftime show because it's anti-white, anti-police. because there's imagery that goes back to the Black Panthers, an homage to the Black Panthers, if you will. Michael Jackson, very, very black. This is a very black moment. But some people are out there saying that they don't think that there was any kind of statement being made.
I feel like this. Okay, this is King Germ speaking here. I felt like Beyonce took the stage. She wasn't making a statement. Her handlers probably was trying to make a statement, but everybody is crediting Beyonce with making a statement, which I disagree with, because until she speaks out and says something, you know what I'm saying, takes it, you know, because Beyonce, you're famous as fuck. Your influence goes beyond that, you know, and you can stand up and speak out. You have nothing to lose. So I'm upset with the people that's giving Beyonce credit for making a statement, because I feel like she has nothing. Like, she's a pawn. You know what I'm saying? And until she recognizes that she's more than a pawn, then, you know, yeah, I can't give her credit for that. So whoever her handlers were, you took the biggest stage in the world and you made a statement. Claps. But I'm not giving Beyonce credit for this. She took it as a, you know, she pushing her new single, you know, this is that. Yeah, it's a big, you know, we all talking about it. So Beyonce, her PR stunt, yeah, it worked. You know what I'm saying? Now her tickets on sale, they're going for like, what, $2,000 a pop? You know what I'm saying? You know, the shit, I mean, hey, these Beyonce tickets are expensive. So
there was an image I saw, tickets like $3,500 a piece.
That was front row VIP.
Front row VIP.
That's all. Like, you know what I'm saying? But to get in the door, I heard it was like 6-7. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard it was some shit like that. Because, you know, we know, you know, a person we both know, you know, they bought seven tickets.
Yeah, they brought seven tickets. And so it came up, sold them all.
Yeah. So we know who got dough around here now.
Yeah, we know who it is. They drive a car with an L on the front.
Yep. It's with an S.
But now you were talking about, so you think Beyonce just kind of showed up and they said, this is how we're going to dress you out. That's what you think happened.
I really believe that. You know what I'm
saying? Why do you believe that?
Because she never goes out and makes a statement about anything.
A verbal statement.
Make a stand. Don't donate money. It's too easy to donate money, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not, like, you know what I'm saying? It's artists out there that take chances and they still, their careers, you know, go through it. Look at J. Cole. When Ferguson popped off, he was down there in the muck. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was down there in the muck, like, yo, and his career ain't taking no dive. You know what I'm saying? He stood up for, you know, what he thought, what he felt was right. So that's all I'm saying. Beyonce, Jay-Z, y'all stand up for what's right, man. Don't just use it for a time that, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, for a publicity stunt. Like, Jay-Z, he'll mention Sean Bell's name. Like, some shit going here mentioning a rhyme, but you won't come out and say nothing. Like, you know, why? Because all them corporate people in your pocket. And, you know, that's what you care about. You know what I'm saying? You don't really care about, you know, the issues, man. Y'all far removed from that. But show us that y'all not, because y'all know how many people look up to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Look at y'all like the power couple, the black love. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is what it is. Y'all can talk that Black Lives Matter shit, but show some. I ain't saying go out on a limb and give all your resources, but just speak out one time to let them know that, yes. You know what I'm saying? Because people listen to y'all that don't listen to regular niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
So you don't think the song was making any statement?
The song probably was. She ain't write the song. We know Beyonce ain't write it. That's what I'm saying. Man, it's all right. I don't want to go in the deep end, man. We might lose our, you know, 5 out of 8 listeners, man.
I just think
that, you bade me in. It's all right. Don't do this, man. Well,
you made the outline. So I vehemently disagree with you.
You're like, wording these questions in a way, like, you know, I feel like I'm on a hot seat here. Like,
I'm just asking because what you're saying to me doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
I just feel like people should speak out. Like, if you don't just use it to help your agenda out, you know what I'm saying? Help out the agenda, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, like, I feel like Beyonce, she dropped a new song right before the Super Bowl. She performs that song at the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? Now everybody's talking about that particular song. So now, yes, it was a great publicity stunt, is what I'm saying. The greater meaning of it, she don't care about what it was in the image. She just cared about the results from what's going on afterwards.
Hey, I completely disagree.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I feel. Sorry. You ain't got to feel like that. That's all I'm saying.
I guess I'm confused as to how you feel that way. But then again, look, so the song, you keep saying about the song is an affirmation of blackness. Like, yep. That's the whole point of the song is that I got this money, but don't fuck it off into something that is not. I'm not part of no paparazzi. I'm not gonna get rid of my fucking hot sauce. I love my big black nose. I love wearing the suspensions.
Obviously not when she changed her shit.
You can get certain, you can adjust shit, but you still
made it smaller. Oh, okay, but you love your big nose, but you made it smaller. You love your hot sauce, but you stop eating chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Well, I mean, come on.
Nigga, I love my blackness, but I'm in the gym working out, so I eat fatness. You know what I'm saying? People do what they gotta do. Listen. She's always been very vocal about
what?
If you let me answer, nigga. She's always been very vocal about female rights and being proud of shit. Even from way back in Destiny's Child days. You know what I'm saying? That's always been her thing. It's woman empowerment. And now when you look at this video and what she's saying and how she's doing what she's doing, this is the most active I've seen somebody be with an actual platform.
All I'm saying is do it without a beat to it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Why does it have to conform to what you want? Because
it's just a song. It's just you entertaining me. You're not like, I feel like, well, okay, I'm going to say it like this. Okay, maybe I'm jumping to conclusions here. Maybe this might be the new turn Beyonce, where she takes a turn and goes into her activism. I'm not saying that. But for right now, I'm not a believer. I still feel like she's using it as an opportunity. That's what I'm saying. So if she comes out and starts standing up for stuff, and you know what I'm saying? And
want her to come out and say, Germ, this is what I'm doing.
No, not, I don't want to say Germ. I just want to make a statement like, hey,
but
man.
But she's making the statements, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not going the way you want it to go. But she's built the fund for the children of Flint, Michigan. This concert is going to help that fund. Okay. She built $7 million housing complex for homeless people in Houston. She's made contributions to the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, what else do you want her to do? She gets on the Super Bowl stage.
I want you to performs. Speak. I want you to say. I want you to go out there and put your face out there and say, put your neck on the line.
So you want me, ain't right you out want there. Me to say, it, even in the video, it says, stop killing us. That's still not enough for you.
She could go out there and make a statement. You know what I'm saying? You just like, but she just, I don't.
Statement. That's the statement.
I guess, I mean, maybe if I listened to the song, I would have known it. I
if didn't you look at the video on mute, that's the statement. If you look at what she's done, what Jay-Z have done, title donated money to Black Lives Matter. That's how D-Ray McPherson gets around. That's a statement. But because she ain't sat down in front of a TV and said, stop killing us, you upset?
Yes.
That's
yes.
some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
That's just how I feel, Saray. I didn't discredit none of the money things monetarily. I just want to see you out there doing some, you know, activism is about doing it, not just writing a check, man.
Nigga, that's activist fuck. You got rid of homeless people. You donated to the activists that are getting around so they can do their activism shit.
Did she drive one nail out there? Like, did she act like she was building a house? No.
Nigga, have you seen D-Ray McPherson on CNN?
Hey, man, D-Ray is a fraud out here, man. But go ahead.
Have you seen him on CNN?
Yeah, I've seen
Black
him.
Lives Matter. How the fuck do you think he got there? By people contributing just like she did.
Oh, I mean, listen. That's fine. D-Ray heard he's running for mayor of Baltimore, but niggas like in Baltimore say, you ain't even from Baltimore, but that's another story.
This is the ongoing problem with black people. This is the ongoing problem. You motherfuckers, so I talked about a couple weeks ago, the black laundry detergent that I bought, the black-owned laundry detergent. People will say, well, does it work? They'll ask that shit quickly. But you will go to the store and buy Tide or fucking Arm & Hammer or buy some shit without any question. But the black-owned shit, hey, does it work? How it smell? How much is it? Like, what the fuck is going on?
I mean, I just want to know. It's all right. You know, it's just something, you know, it's unfamiliar to me, so I'm just asking questions.
Y'all motherfuckers, man. There's a serious problem with distrust.
You
about to look.
So if I came to you with five different brands of t-shirts, you know, I'm like, yo, it's all right. I got this shirt right here. You going to ask me about the quality of the shirt if you ain't you not.
Quality of every shirt. I'm not going to look at the black shirt and say, wait a minute, what about this one? Does this one work? How does this one smell? How does this one feel? How long? That's what we do with black shit. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. So we're sitting up here and I'm telling you, I'm showing you what her activism is, and you saying that's not good enough.
It's not good enough for me. I just feel like, you know, it's easy for her to write a check. Easy. But it'd be harder for her to go out there and say, hey, make a statement, go out there and just, you know what I'm saying, and say something. Because people listen, the influence of her words is more than her, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know about this, the check writing stuff. You know what I'm saying? We don't know about that.
It doesn't matter if you know about it. It's being done. Yeah, like, but so I mean, it's easier for you. it's easier for you right now to go out and make a statement than it is for you to cut a $7 million check, right?
Yes.
So you being active is easy. Why ain't you cutting a $7 million check?
Because I don't have it.
Okay, so I'm out here doing this work so I can cut a $7 million check.
Okay.
I'm out here doing this work. So I got the Super Bowl. Now, she may or may not be invited back to the Super Bowl. I'm sure the officials didn't know about this shit. It was definitely a statement towards black empowerment. It was definitely a statement. Afros, berets, all black, Michael Jackson, the whole nine. In the middle of the formation, you get the aerial shot forming an X. You throwing up the black fist. Backstage, y'all holding up a sign saying, yo, stop killing us. This shit was black as fuck. You on the Super Bowl and you said, my big black nose. This shit was black as fuck. She decided to use this moment to make that statement. People upset. People feel some kind of way. White people are mad because they feel like they were left out. It was anti-white. I still don't understand the anti-white thing. I think that's just white people not understanding what the Black Panthers were, what the Black Panthers did, what the Black Panthers were formed for. So they just feel offended anything about Black Panthers. But you also had Coldplay up there doing the LGBTQ shit. Nobody batted an eyelash at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if Mayor Giuliani was the one who was upset about this shit, he was one of the many people who was upset about this, and he immediately tagged Beyonce, Fox News, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Fox News conservative? So wouldn't the LGBTQ shit be something that you're against as well? That's not important though, right?
No, of course not.
We gotta make sure that we, you know, hype up this civil war, you know, black and white people. It's stupid. And at this point now, even though I get, and I'm not even a Beehive member, I just see and I understand when we got black folks doing some shit, I hate to see them get cut down. Regardless of what they're doing. This is like GQ Blue got his fund set up. And we said, yo, fuck GQ Blue's fund because I don't know what that nigga doing. And he local. This other fund over here, they know him by more people. So I'm going to get them money. Fuck GQ. Mm-hmm. Or GQ always buying suits. How we know he not giving them money to suits? People actively do this shit on a regular basis. So as far as I'm concerned, this performance was dope. The whole situation with Cam was dope. But I also feel we don't have to.
Hold on, sorry. God damn it, I got to run to the mailbox. The mailman coming. Hold on. Just talk to the people. I got to mute it.
All right. So I'm not going to bore y'all with all the extra shit because y'all know how I can get, right? But it's sad to me to see, even like my brother Jerry was saying, and that's my dude. I just don't agree with that. Everybody's activism isn't done the same way. Everybody, the way that they make change isn't evoked the same way. An artist is going to create art that does the activism. A speaker is going to speak in a way that does activism. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody doesn't have to move the same way. So let's not undermine what we're doing to help do anything. Anybody that's trying to be active, don't undermine what they're doing.
I wasn't trying to undermine. I'm just saying, I have a problem. People give people credit that they don't deserve. I just felt like she didn't deserve that credit. But like I said, it's all right. Just he schooled me on some things Beyonce do. So now I got to retreat back to the bunker and you know what I'm saying? And tool up again, man. So, you know, that's all I'm saying.
I just think we, in general, all people, including myself, just need to be more active and less critical. Whatever your community has or doesn't have or needs, get involved. You know what I'm saying? Do something to make a change and stop letting these other people trip you out and into not doing nothing and falling back. And also, please stop letting these people bait you into conversations. Beyonce's halftime show was great. Her statement was great, or it wasn't. Everything does not need to be a fucking think piece in America. We don't need 90,000 blog posts to talk about the greatness of Beyonce, explaining every little motion, every little video, explaining away everything that Cam does. Look, Cam made some bad choices in that Super Bowl. You don't have to defend everything that nigga did. He got criticism, and he fucked up at times, and that happens, but you don't have to defend him to the nth degree just because. So, you know, it's weird to see how people do shit sometimes, man. We're talking about football. We're rolling in the TV talk. Did you watch? You know, I'm gonna go ahead and ask it this way. Did you watch Friday Night Tights this week, sir?
I did.
Is there any chance that Juju is one of your winners?
Hey, man. Juju, Mazzell. Who was that that threw that fucking stiff arm, man? Who was that?
That was Mazzell.
That was, oh, my God.
Mazzell was destroying them.
People, y'all understand. Outlaws had a game this week that was going against the U. You know what I'm saying? And this game, like, Outlaws, like, they were 0-1. They never lost two games in a row in the franchise history. So they needed to win this week. And, you know, the quarterback issues were still there. They was mixing quarterbacks up between Mazzell, fucking Diego, and what's the little dude named to see?
Cortez, some
white boy. Yeah, a small little guy. And you know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, you got three quarterbacks, you ain't got one. You know what I'm saying? So basically, but then Fred kind of just basically told Mo, just break off, you know, go back simple. You know, so just run.
You go through it too quick. So basically, when it came out there, Mazzell scored the first touchdown rushing.
Yeah, rushing.
Then Mo started doing flea flickers and halfback passes, and it wasn't working. They were terribly overthrown. Bad plays, fumbles.
And he said, cute. Yo, QC Taylor playing cute football, man.
Yeah, he said, just give Mazzell the ball, man. And yeah. So the next three plays, at least the way they edited it, the next three plays, he couldn't be stopped. And so now Mo is looking bad because the play that Fred ain't even giving you no offensive play. Give him the ball, man. That's what Fred said. Give him the ball. So Mo go out there, man. Just go back out there and do pro style. Right. Go to the right. Give it to Mazzell. Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah, he was like, I formed 27 sweep. I was just like, that's how I play.
And it worked. Mazzell was destroying them motherfuckers. So after watching the game, of course, you know, they went ahead and came back with the win. Outlaws ain't going to lose two in a row. They're not going to have it happen. Mazzell had, what, 900 yards and 7 touchdowns?
Bro, nigga had like 47 carries.
He was at the half. Look at he was. They ran him so much that before the half, he was on the side getting attended to. He was exhausted.
Yes, sir.
He was exhausted, but they won. They won the game. After the game, Fred and Mo talking, and Fred, you know, is gloating a little bit. Yeah. He's like, look, man, this is what we got to do. This is how we got to win. And Mo like, man, I'm just trying to figure out a way, because he the only offense. He like, well, so? Like that's what we got. What the fuck does it matter if he the only offense?
Yes, sir. We'll worry about them other pieces later. They'll come along. But right now, we in the midst of battle. We got to go with what we know work. We can't do plays we don't know that's going to be successful doing the game. We practice that at practice. You know what I'm saying? But what we know working, we got to go with that. You know what I'm saying?
So, even though Fred suited up like three grown-ass men. Did you see them dudes?
Man, listen.
Number 99, number 52, and I forget who the other one was. They were as tall as the coach, for real.
Oh, listen. And then, I mean, Mazzell done got bigger. I was like, damn, Mazzell done got big as hell. It's crazy, man. Just see how big he done got, man. Like, man.
That's just crazy.
And then, hey, did you see the shot that Mo threw at your boy Tadion?
No, what'd he say?
He said, Mazzell might be the best running back I done ever coached. I said,
he did say that. Let me even think about that. Yeah, that's Tadion. Where the fuck is Tadion, though?
Where is Tadion, dog?
Is he with the Rockets? We ain't seen him since the first season.
We ain't seen the Rockets. Hey, we ain't seen one game. Like I said, this year is not about football for some strange reason. That's like, weird. Last year, we used to get like two games a show.
Yeah.
Like, then like where that must have been what they took the football out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, I done seen like three Storm games. I ain't seen but two Junior Bronco games.
Two Panthers games.
You know, no Rockets. We ain't seen the Predators. We watched the Predators. I wish they'd get rid of green fucking pants.
Oh, my God. They're terrible.
I don't know. Oh, that shit is horrible. Like, the color scheme, green, purple, yellow, like, lime green, purple, yellow. This shit is fucking horrible, man. Like, Predators, man, y'all need to stop. Whoever decided that Bama shit,
It was the coach, dude. When they were pulling out the helmets, he was talking about how the chin straps were supposed to be yellow.
But what about, why are your pants lime green?
Now, I don't know. But the fact that he knew the chin straps color was wrong, because he talked about how you're supposed to be in uniform and all looking together, because I got a military background, that shit, that same narrative, that's what he was talking about then. So the coach did that shit. The coach picked them colors out. They may have gave him the logo, but he picked the color scheme out. He want them. We ain't seen the Seahawks play but one game.
Nah, we seen them lose like two.
Did we? Mr. Barbershop? What do you think about that part where he was picking up all the players for the team for practice?
Hey, man. That's probably a game that I hate. But if they're good players, like, I only do that if the players are, like, fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
So how does that work? Because you're obviously going to get there late if you're picking up five players, right?
Oh, no. See, that's the thing. Why are you late? You know what I'm saying? You picking up five players. You supposed to have it. So, you, like, where are you going? Like, this is ridiculous. You playing shuttle for practice? Like, that, no. You need to move your, man, that is ridiculous. Like, why are you not all coming to practice at the same time? Like, what's the problem? Why you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, he going, dropping off, coming back, picking back up. Like, what are you doing? It's supposed to be one trip.
It's because,
like,
he drives a 57 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
So, and then look, and I would have like six motherfuckers in the back seat in that big ass car. I'm throwing all y'all pads in the trunk, all them pads in the trunk. Get y'all motherfucking ass in this car. Let's ride, nigga. Like, I got, you know, I'm not going back. Like, he had like two, three kids in there. I'm like, what? And you going back to pick up somebody else? Coach, why you late? Because I got to pick up all y'all. No, coach, you supposed to get off work about, if you know practice started damn 4 or 5, whatever time practice start, 5:36, you supposed to be off by 4 picking up kids. So, you know, once you go to practice, you know, you there. Ain't no leaving and coming back. Like, I'm like, no, man, what are you doing? You got team. Like, he ain't got no team mom to go help pick nobody up.
Well, you know, so that's what I was about to ask. So when I played baseball, it was for the, like, it was zoned out just like schools. So you had to live within a certain mileage from the practice field, from the place where you played. So if that's the case, why doesn't the facility have a bus for these motherfuckers? Like, even the Boys and Girls Club got a bus.
Hey, man, these niggas are just practicing. This is not no facility. These you see these motherfuckers practicing in the fields and these.
Right, but you got they signed up in a building. That building where they signed up
to a organization. They didn't sign up in a building. It's not like a park. Like, it's not like a park. Like,
so,
where, like,
so Typha's not assigned to a city area.
No, remember they said that the Predators and the one team, whatever team they just played, they share the same field or something. You know what I'm saying? It was just like these are independent organizations. These are not like no parks. Okay. Like the Storm, they hold a field. Like, you see, they bought a plot of land. They cutting. They doing all the work themselves. It's not no parks. So, these are just teams.
So the organizations are picking up people from everywhere. So you could be in San Antonio playing for a team, and you could be in Austin playing for the same team for Typha.
If you can make that drive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's okay. Wherever you live at. It's wherever, you know, you know, not, it's not where you live. It's like you could play for anybody.
Right.
It's just you got to get there. And so this coach, you know, it's like, I remember they went pick Debu up from way across town. They was like,
that nigga Debu used to spend the night.
Yeah.
Debu, he'd get picked up on Friday night for practice Saturday.
Yeah,
so I remember that shit. So that's kind of fucked up. If you got an organization that's running some shit, y'all should have a shuttle service or something. I don't know. It just seems extra.
I mean, you should have extra. Like a parent, like your parent network should be, you know what I'm saying? All y'all should be working together because, like I said, he ain't got a team mom. Like, he ain't got nobody out there to get ice every day and make sure, you know, like, you got to have somebody doing all that, man. He just wanted the football program and he, you know, it just seemed like he don't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, he said that. He said, maybe I bit off a little more than I could chew.
Yes.
You're a barber, first of all. I don't even know how you do football.
Bro, he got to be a drug dealer, man. He got to be a drug dealer.
There's no way you're a barber because their game's on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
That's your busy Saturday day.
Days, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, he just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he owned the shop. So it's just like, so this man funneling drugs, man. Look at his haircut, man. He's a barber. Yeah. Then he got all them old school cars and stuff. Tell me he used to be in the military. You know what I mean?
Your marriage fell apart.
Got
to be slinging it because there's no way, dog. No, I don't know. I don't know a barber that misses a Saturday. Bro. I don't know a single barber that misses a Saturday, bro.
Like I said, he owned the shop, so, you know, it really, he might just don't care about that.
Because he's only got like two chairs in there. you're not making that much in booth rent, bro. There's not enough seats. You know what I'm saying? But it is Saturday.
Especially when y'all give him the team free haircuts and shit. You know, the boys will come out. Right. This is a
He's giving away 23 haircuts a week. There's no way. There's no way you miss a Saturday, bro, with two booth rent. But it is San Antonio. He might have got the spot for cheap.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So next week, we're supposed to be seeing Justice Hurt. Apparently, teams are talking about taking him out.
Yes.
Really? Like, I told you this last season, the season was going to be different. This season is very different. I don't want to hear about Bounty Gate on a player for fucking 12-year-olds.
Oh, and then the way the mama making going out about it, like, I mean, then there's rumor that it's going to hurt you. Like, I'm like, seriously? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, so, you know, like I said, I hope the Predator coach wouldn't do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But let's be honest with you. He must have said something to somebody for the word to get out there. Like, he might have said something to one of the kids, or, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? He might have said it, and the kid took it the wrong way, and then, you know, it started like a little, like, I want you to get out there and knock the quarterback out. You know what I'm saying? Knock him out the gate. You know what I'm saying? He probably didn't mean to say it like that. But, you know, because, you know, he does have PTSD.
Justice Hurt is 1-1. He's self-check. You don't have to send nobody special after him. He's good. Like, his team is not good enough for him to be. He's not Mizell. He don't have nobody blocking for him. He can't throw a tight spiral. He's not that dude. So you don't have to do no shit like that. I'm getting tired of this season centering around what the fucking Hurt family's doing already. We don't care about the storm, man. Anything else about this episode stand out to you?
That was about it, because that was about all it was. That was
pretty much the whole episode. It was pretty much the whole episode, man. A lot of the extra drama shit that I really didn't care about. So we'll see what happens next week outside of the Justice Hurst situation. TV Talk, we got anything else to add on TV Talk? Because right now it's really just Friday Night Tight Talk.
Yeah. Oh, well, TV Talk, let's see. I didn't watch Suits last night, so can't spoil it for you this week, Blue. Fresh Off the Boat is back.
I kind of cooled off on that show a little bit.
I mean, I still watch it because, you know, I mean, me and
my kids. It's getting kind of corny or something, right?
Hey, I say corny. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just... It's,
the new wore off. Something about it just ain't right. I guess the new just wore off. What else?
Let's see what...
Fargo.
Fargo, I finished watching both seasons of that. It's all right. I mean, it ain't terrible. It ain't horrible. It ain't bad. I mean, it's straight. But it was just like season two had a fucking UFO in it for what? You know, and that's when I was just like, why the fuck is a UFO in here? Now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that is not a spoiler or nothing like that. It's just a random UFO. But so I did watch that. What else we watching? Blacklist come back tonight. Today's Thursday, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay, so Blacklist come back tonight. I was wondering, did I miss it?
Not for the people that are listening. People that listen to this is Friday. For us, it's definitely Thursday. Yeah, okay. I watched Brandy's show. I tried it again. And so...
What you got against Brandy, Saul, right?
I actually love Brandy. This show is fucking terrible. So... Part of the show, you know, her ex-husband, soon-to-be ex-husband, whatever that situation is, Gemini Moon, Jesus Christ, he's supposed to be a boxer. They're talking about his upcoming fight, and they said, now, he's a heavyweight boxer now. The guy that he's fighting has been training so hard, he put on 20 pounds of muscle for this fight. What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Now, look, I'm into the fitness shit, okay? So, certain shit raises my antenna. Even outside of fitness, you know that when you're training for a fight, you're cutting weight. You're doing cardio and shit like that. You're sweating every day in the gym. You're losing weight. Do you know how long it takes to naturally put on 20 pounds of muscle, nigga?
Good gosh.
Woo. It's not even possible to put on 20 pounds of muscle and be in shape for a fight. That's not going to happen. It pissed me off. I was like, fuck this show. I can't do it no more. So it's officially off my watch list. Growing Up Hip Hop. The show I was telling you I was trying to watch with Angela Simmons and Romeo. And Romeo's actually on two TV shows right now. Romeo's a force in Hollywood. Growing Up Hip Hop, officially off my list. I can't do it no more. Apparently, Angela Simmons got a stalker. She taking vacations trying to make, you know, get away from the stalker. I can't do it no more. We got Elle DeBarge's niece on the show. I'm off it. That shit's over. There was one other show I was trying to watch that's over too. I think the only black show that I'm still watching right now is like Blackish and Real Husbands of Hollywood. You don't watch Real Husbands of Hollywood, do you?
No, I don't.
Why don't you watch Real Husbands? Because you don't like Kevin Hart, do you?
And I forget it comes on. Like, I do like Kevin Hart. I mean, the times I've watched it, it'd be all right, but it's just like, like I said, I'm not a comedy guy like that.
Gotcha.
Like that. You know, I watch a couple of shows. It's kind of funny, but most of the time my shows on TV be dramas and shit. Like, comedy's just, because, you know, they're so... You know, sometimes I might laugh, sometimes I'm not in the laughing mood. You know what I'm saying?
They're very subjective, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, so, then that'll make me like, if it's not funny, then I won't watch it. You know what I'm saying? Unless I got like a vested interest, like in the league. Like, sometimes the league don't be funny, but I still watch it.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm missing a lot of shows you watch. Like, I want to watch this shit, but I don't feel like watching dramas. Like, I'm really at that point now. I'm like, it's comedy or sports. I don't really want to do dramas, but I need to step that up. Better Call Saul comes on next week.
So Better Call Saul comes on Monday night. Yep,
so we'll be talking about that next week. And this season, they already looks boring just like last season, though. Like, they didn't do a job, at least a good job to me, of building up the show. Am I crazy for saying that?
Come on, Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
I mean, they started from the beginning. What do you want? It's all right.
I wanted it to be something worth watching.
It was worth watching.
We got, what, 10 episodes last season of nothing.
Oh, my God.
This shit was boring to me. And it seems like they're going in the same boring arena this time. I'm going to watch it. But I'm not enthusiastically going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'll make it through the whole season. You know, if I watch two seasons, it might not make it to a third season. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the plan is, but I don't watch the first season. I'm about to watch the second season. That's usually Kiss of Death. They don't make three seasons with me. So we'll see how that shit goes. Did you see, speaking of TV, this is something, I don't know if you watch this, but, you know, you're a country boy sometimes, so you may have watched this. Full House. Did you watch Full House when it was on TV?
Yes.
You know they're bringing that back for Netflix, right?
The old show, Full House, talking about with Danny Tanner and them?
Yeah, they're rebooting it. So all the girls will be grown and they'll still be the family.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to watch that?
No. But I ain't going to lie. I might check it out for a couple episodes just to see, like, wow.
And that's the reason I bring this up is because we see a lot of shit coming back from, you know, at least my childhood. I know you're a little too young. A lot of stuff from my childhood being brought back to TV or to the movie screen. And this show came out, and watching my timeline, I think that Full House was the Cosby Show for white people. Like, so nobody said shit on my timeline black about Full House coming back. Everybody white on my timeline talked about Full House coming back on Netflix. And they're excited about it. And I'm like, dude, we're talking about a 30-year reboot? This shit's going to be terrible. They got kids and shit? This shit is going to be terrible, bro. They even got the neighbor. What was the neighbor's name? The little annoying neighbor?
Kimmy Gibbler.
She's on there, too. Like, the whole cast is coming back. So I was just curious to see if you were going to watch it, you know, with your NASCAR sensibilities and shit. I thought that might have been right up your alley.
Man, I might check it out, man. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, show that, you know, I see a Nick at Night sometime, man, you know.
Nick at Night. Goddamn. We're doing the show now, and, you know, it's about time for Valentine's Day. And I want to know what your Valentine's Day advice is to these people. I don't know if we can give advice. Be Easy says that we give terrible advice about relationships, even though we've been married forever. You have any advice for the people out here for Valentine's Day?
Oh, man, Valentine's Day, people, is first off, man, you know, like Ply said, if you having sex with a woman or a person, y'all having sex together, and he said, if y'all having sex with a condom on, the gift can't be over $100. He said, but if you having raw sex, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you gotta spend whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's 100 and over for raw sex, 100 and under for protected sex. So that's according to the homie Plies, to the little woe Plies. So damn. I'm going to go ahead and convey that message to the Fro Nation. Also, you know what I'm saying, side chicks, you know what I'm saying, we give y'all the same message every year. I don't want y'all to forget side niggas and side chicks, because niggas can be side chicks too. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, if you don't holler at them, if the sun go down, it's night and it's after 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you just not hearing them on Valentine's Day, you side nigga. You know what I'm saying? Side chick. You know what I'm saying? If you don't hear from at all on Valentine's Day, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get a gift till 15th, 16th, they was out of town because of All-Star Weekend, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. Side chick. So, just saying, people. You know, and then all my people that's in love, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Go get a nice gift, man. If your chick hate flowers, don't buy no flowers, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, don't, and please don't go buy them if you go to the little fuck store and buy something, don't buy no big ass fucking dildo. What are you saying about your old lady if you buy her a fucking 12-inch fucking, you know what I'm saying, humongous cock? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that.
So did you and the wife celebrate Valentine's Day?
A little bit.
Like, are you buying a gift? You got a cap on the dollar amount? Like, what do y'all do?
Oh, no, we don't do nothing expensive. We try to keep it under $50, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, take a motherfucker out to eat, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get a card. You got to get a card. Take a nigga out to eat. You know what I'm saying? You can buy a little smaller gift, but we don't like to, you know what I'm saying? Nah, we don't do that. Because, like I said, just had an anniversary, just had Christmas. So, you know, you gifted out right about now.
Yeah, I ain't with Valentine's Day, man. I did it, tried it, been there, done it. I don't do shit for Valentine's Day at all. But you guys, you know, y'all get into it. Be careful out there. You know what I'm saying? Side dudes and side women, be careful. Don't blow up the spot. Don't start calling the phone. You know your position. Don't act extra on Valentine's Day.
Play your position this weekend. If you know you fucking with a married nigga, don't expect him to drop through just because you wanted to show off your homegirls like that nigga really care. Don't do that.
or if he makes the dumb mistake of trying to get some time with you on Valentine's Day and his phone rings, don't just be all loud in the background just because.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Sit your ass down. You know what
this is. Don't try to leave no hickey on the nigga, man. Get him in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Just take what you get this weekend, man. Damn.
You know what it is, man. You know, play your position, man. That's all it is. If this was Germ King, who would Germ King be taking on Valentine's Day? Like, who would be the ideal date for Germ King?
Oh man, well right now, seeing that my DM been popping, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. DM been popping. Aisha Diaz DM the nigga. She like, shit. Yes, so it would be Aisha Diaz, man. Me and her, you know what I'm saying? We'll probably go somewhere. You know, like, let's see what. Depending on what she like, I wouldn't try to
eat lobster.
No, nah, no Red Lobster, man. Red Lobster, man, that's not good seafood, man. I only go to Red Lobster if I was somewhere where there wasn't no fucking water. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But anyway, we'll probably go somewhere like, you know, she probably like wings or some French fries or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. We'll go somewhere like that, have some drinks, like Dave and Buster's, play some video games, you know, grown up Chuck E. Cheese. You know, I take her there, you know, maybe, you know, Netflix and chill with her little ugly little cats. I'm like hairless cats, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Ah. But yeah, man. Aisha Diaz, that'll be my hypothetical V-Day date. You know what I'm saying?
Is Dave and Buster's like a regular date? Like for you and the wife? Is that something y'all enjoy?
We don't have a Dave and Buster's in our town, so it'll be like Ooh. Something special.
Oh, shit. I always wonder about, you know, the perfect date shit. I know we're married, so we don't know shit about that. But like for me, I'm from St. Louis. Bowling is amazing to me.
I hate bowling, man.
It's so simple, but it's fun.
It is. It's something everybody can do, but I suck at it. It's just like, God damn it.
I actually bowled in the league, right? So I wasn't especially good or nothing like that. I'm just saying I've had experience bowling in the league. I cannot beat my homegirl bowling at all. Like, my game is terrible when we bowl. I can't bowl the hook right or nothing. It's terrible. I still have fun going, though. I'm not a sore loser like Cam when it comes to bowling.
I hate bowling because I get to that point where I just don't even be giving a fuck. We just want to get through these 10 frames. So I get like a little 8-pound ball and I just cuff it and I just throw that bitch down there real quick just to get it over with, man. Because I hate bowling, man.
You know, the fucked up part, like, you go to these fancy bowling alleys, like 300 lanes and shit, and you get to eat and bowl. The idea of eating and bowling is disgusting. But yes. You do it without thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to take the hand sanitizer in there and shit because I don't want to be in there bowling. You sticking your finger in this goddamn ball that ain't been ever cleaned. And then you're going to go eat some food. It's just all bad, man. But people do it without thinking about it. Like, I've seen people bowl, come back and get a cheese fry and lick their fingers. And I'm like, motherfucker. It's disgusting.
Clean.
This shit is so disgusting. I would share my hypothetical V-Day date, but it's so boring and all right that we just gonna move on past it.
Ah, so it's hypothetical. Who would write Saul take out, man?
It's so right. Boring. I think that Algebra Blissett is dope as fuck. You like who?
Who?
Exactly. We talked about it on the site. She's an R&B singer from Atlanta.
Okay.
Real homegrown, regular chick. She just seemed cool as fuck. That's the kind of shit I'm into. It ain't the smash fest.
That's what I'm saying.
So if y'all know who Algebra is, that's what I'm talking about. Germ would hate her if he saw her. Like, Google her right now. Algebra. Blessed. Blessett.
Okay, let's see.
And you're going to say, oh my God, it's all right. This is so anti-Germ pick right now. For let's anybody see. Listening to R&B, if y'all know who I'm talking about. I've heard her do a couple interviews. She's fun people. She's good people. I think her and maybe Janelle Monae would be dope ass dates for Valentine's Day. So they're just fun.
Okay, I'd like you to have a good time with us, all right?
That's exactly.
What'd you say? So no disrespect to that to your hypothetical date, you know.
Oh shit. Man, you gotta keep it 100, man.
I keep it 100 this week, man. I got it wrote down. Man, where your stash at, man? Why I asked about where your stash is? Because I was reading, I was online the other day, and I read a report about this. You know, I see why it's all right. It's timid about helping, one getting involved with the youth and stuff because a nigga named, like, what's his name? Let me hold on. I'm about to find it. I pulled it up. I got to pull up the article. But where your stash is what prompted me to say this.
And this is a total change for the Keep 100. You got an outline.
Yes, like, this moved you. Yes. Yeah, it did move me because I was like, yo, where is it at, man? I got to find the app because I got the video. Man, it's on my Facebook. Oh,
shit. And when he's saying stash, he's talking about your fucking mustache.
People. Yes, man, your facial hair. Guys, black men have facial hair, man, because we don't like that shit. We don't fuck with black men that don't have facial hair, man, because of niggas like, let me see if I can just pull it. I'm just going to pull the post up on my Facebook, man, because that's ridiculous.
And there's certain exceptions, you know what I'm saying? Michael Eric Dyson shaved off his whole facial hair game. Because it's Michael Eric Dyson, it works. But if I saw him in the store, I wouldn't fuck with him. I wouldn't fuck with Michael Eric Dyson, bro. He got a curl, he light skin, and he ain't got no facial hair. I can't trust him.
Yeah, man. We talk about Deontay Caraway. He's what prompted this, man. Deontay Caraway, he was considered trustworthy by some, a man who did a good job keeping children entertained at the local recreation center and then taking them to church on Sundays. To others, he seemed unusual, sometimes showing up as a volunteer at the elementary school near his home in pajamas and slippers.
No.
Okay. Deontay was 22 years old. But what happened? Deontay got caught. He was arrested for allegedly producing 40 pornographic videos featuring at least 10 youngsters. So, yeah. Deontay, scumbag. Don't have facial hair. We don't trust niggas without facial hair. So if you got a beard, mustache, soul patch, whatever, I don't give a fuck, man. Wear that shit. Do not clean your face up unless you're a military, a cook, or some shit like that. You know, even if you're a cop, you better have your motherfucking mustache so we can trust you. You walk around like, I don't trust black men without facial hair, bro. Jay-Z, don't trust them. Baby, don't trust them. Look, Cam Newton, you gonna have to get you some fucking facial hair, nigga, or you gonna fall off, man. Straight up.
Russell Wilson.
Russell got a little facial hair, don't he?
Sierra ain't having that shit.
Hey, Sierra just sued Future for $15 million for defamation. And then, but Future gonna, you know, some he defamed her, you know. But didn't you make a song about him last year about what he did? Like, so I mean, what are you doing? Like, Sierra, Russell not used to all this news you got him in. He about to ditch your ass, so you better chill the fuck out. Russell, this train you on about to be over. You go, Future said I made you relevant, and he right. Nobody was fucking with you, Sierra, till Future started fucking with you. Now you back on the top, singing national anthems at the fucking... No, man. Mm-mm. Russell about to leave you alone, man. So, yeah. He's, like I was saying, but keep it 100, man. Facial hair. You ain't got none. We don't trust you, nigga. Like Deion Cole said. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up for you so you can hear it.
Did you say 40 porn films with kids?
40.
Nigga, that made my stomach hurt.
Nigga, this nigga's a savage, man.
That's disgusting.
He's a savage.
Read this real quick. Kill yourself if you ain't got no mustache. Nigga, where the fuck is your stash?
So, yes, remember that, people.
Deion Cole is so slept on, man. That nigga.
Yes, sir, man. And they need to bring that skit back online, man. That shit is nowhere online, man. Hey. That's the only thing we got from it right there. He took that shit off. I don't know where, like, everybody's talking about, like, where. Because I remember it used to be online, man, but I don't know where it is, man.
He might be trying to wrap that shit up in the DVD or something, make some more money. Yeah, you God damn, 40, like that really made my stomach hurt.
Yeah, some kid, like some father, a parent found, when they found one of their kids' phones or some shit, they seen a picture of somebody naked, like some naked kids on there. So that's what prompted it all. And then, you know, it spiraled from there and he gets arrested, man. But he was a teacher's assistant. And, you know, so like, what's going on? Like, how did he get along? Like, they say he filmed the shit at the school. Like, come what on, the fuck?
Man. Y'all got it. Like, parents, you got to use your gift of discernment and know who the fuck is dealing with your kids. You showing up at my house with flip-flops and pajamas, pants?
But he had the Wiz Khalifa blonde patch in his head, man. Like, you can't be a nobody. This nigga had highlighted hair and no facial hair, man. You should have seen this dude, man.
But you can't show up at my house with no pajamas and flip-flops on or slippers. Thompson, let's bring Junior out to play.
Yeah.
How does that work?
They say he was always seen with a bunch of kids. Like, man, like that shit looks weird, bro. Like, nah.
That shit. Yeah. Oh my God, that's disgusting. You got your winners and losers this week?
Hey man, my winner this week is motherfucking Nas.
Nas, why is Nas your winner?
Nas is like half man, half venture capitalist, man. Nas has just he been making money. They say he's been putting money into. Let's see. He's metamorphed into a prolific angel investor, founded the venture capital firm Queensbridge Venture Partners. The firm funnels cash into startups as varied as healthcare, financial technology, and Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? So Nas is doing some shit, man. He's gonna be making some money soon. So Nas is the shit, man. That's Nas for being a businessman, getting some money. He's one of my winners. And he is my winner this week. And my loser this week is Twitter stockholders. Twitter stock has been plummeting. And it's all the people that jumped in, got money, thought Twitter was going to make money. No, it wasn't. So now y'all losing money. Everybody's jumping ship. They thought they was going to have the next Facebook thing, but it wasn't. So, yeah. You know, sorry, y'all.
When did they start doing stock for Twitter?
It just opened in the last 4 months, I do believe.
So that's already too late. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought you were saying like these are people who were on Twitter before, and now it's on the downhill spiral. This shit just came out as a publicly traded company, so you're already too late. The Twitter shit is almost jumped the shark at this point.
Yeah, but I mean, all the ones that invested, all the yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got in. It was a bad investment when it started. It's too late.
Yeah, it's 14. It, right now, we're sharing at 14.67. The share's down, down 2%. I mean, that's the trend. It keeps going down. Yeah.
This shit, if Twitter stock would have came out 2 years ago, you might have had something different. You know what I'm saying? But it's too late for that shit. You can't even have it popping now. You also have your winner here is Von Miller.
Oh man, yeah. Oh, but he's my winner because he is a free agent, and Broncos or whoever won are gonna have to pay him. And after that Super Bowl performance, he just guaranteed himself a nice check. So yeah,
he just came up for real. My winner is an odd one. It's the whatever investment firm or marketing firm that did the Old Spice commercials when they first came out with Terry Crews. They've changed the entire commercial game. If you looked at the Super Bowl commercials, they all look like old Spice ads. The puppy baby monkey, what is that?
Puppy baby monkey, yeah.
That stupid shit. The Skittles commercials, the Dream On Skittles commercial. All these commercials now look like those old Spice ads. Where when they first happened, we were like, what the fuck is this shit? And then now, every commercial is like that. So when you get a straightforward commercial, this shit's boring to you. They changed the whole advertising game.
Except for the Super Bowl baby, that was the best one to me.
That shit was hilarious.
Yes,
that like, shit was
an actual hilarious. Super Bowl. Baby.
That shit was hilarious. I was like, damn. That shit was pretty dope. I was like, oh shit, actual Super Bowl babies. That's fucking great. I love it. It was funny shit. Who do you have? Like, I don't have a loser this week. But who do you have next year for the Super Bowl? Who do you think will be the Super Bowl halftime? That we're gonna pick, because Beyonce ain't gonna be picked. It's probably not gonna be anybody black. But who do you think is gonna be it for next year?
Next year they're probably gonna go with Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift will be there. You know, they might bring Bruno back again because they love the man. They love the man.
I'm just saying, it might be three times in a row.
Yeah, I mean, it might be Adele. Who knows? No, Adele too slow for Super Bowl.
No, Adele's too big for the Super Bowl. They can't house that motherfucker.
Stop it, man.
Adele's too big. No, it's not a fat joke. Right. I'm talking about her fandom.
Oh, okay.
She's too big of a star. Like, they wouldn't be able to get that
shame in 2016. So, all right, man.
I'm fat. How the fuck am I fat shame?
Ah, man. I'm just saying, man. Somebody, you know. Sorry, man.
It's in Houston.
Super Bowl's in Houston.
Super Bowl's in Houston, 2017.
Uh-oh. So, you know that beat Paul Wall Slim Thug?
Definitely not going to happen. Beyonce might be back on the ticket, though.
Yeah, look, nah.
I think she's done, bro. I don't know if they can make another one for Beyonce. Like, look, we can't fuck with you. It's not gonna happen.
Lady Gaga, they're probably gonna have like Jennifer Lopez.
Lady Gaga may have just, you know,
Madonna. Name, man. Could be Madonna.
I hope not. You might get to see Janelle Monáe. She was doing that Pepsi commercial. She kind of did the hosting handoff to the Super Bowl. Hey,
if she go straight out with her lesbianism, then yeah, then
wait a minute. Why does she gotta be a lesbian?
Janelle Monáe is a lesbian. What? You thought she was straight?
I never really thought about it.
Yeah, she's gay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, if she starts waving that flag, she'll get there, man. You know.
So you were saying if she comes off her lesbianism?
No, if she like go full throttle with it, like yes, like make niggas like you know she gay, then yes.
But you, how do you know?
She said it in the song, man.
But then it's already out there.
So nah, it's not out there. You didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. But okay, let's not use me as the barometer for knowledge of what the fuck's going on in current events. I'm usually wrong on most current events. So I'm just saying. But it's Houston, so I'm definitely not gonna make it. I'm not gonna be there. I'm not paying $21,000 for a ticket.
Nah, I pay $21,000 for a brand new house.
Is there any event that you would pay $21,000 to see in person live?
No, not at all. Unless it was just like the nah.
Who is like concert? If it could be a concert, is there anybody in concert, alive or dead, that you would pay to see $21,000 to get to see them perform?
No.
I can't think of that shit either. Definitely not a sporting event, because I think the best seat for any sporting event is at home.
Yeah, because like live sporting events are cool, but I hate that the replay aspect. I can't see a play over. Like if I fucking miss it, it's like I don't get them great angles, and I'm not comfortable. I'm outside. Right. I'm in the elements. I'm tight in the seat. You know, some motherfuckers sitting beside me. They smell funny. Like it's just
Definitely not paying that much for it. Then they jack up the hotel prices. Then you got 80,000 to 90,000 people shoveled into a stadium. None of that shit sounds fun to me, man. None of that shit sounds 21,000. As big of an MJ fan as I am, I wouldn't pay 21,000 to see Michael.
Dude. I know who would pay 21,000 to see Prince.
And you know his rhetoric gonna be because Michael ain't worth 21,000 to go see.
Exactly. I mean,
like you should know that if you pay 21,000 to see Michael, you stupid. I mean, all he gonna do is perform Thriller. So anyway, man,
Prince can play 22 instruments. Did you know that?
On what song? On what song? He be playing percussion, piano, wind instruments, flute, the harp. Give our shout outs, man, so we get the fuck out of here,
man. Yeah, shout out to Blue, man. Shout out to Easy, man. Shout out to Saul Wright. Shout out to Short T. Shout out to Weave. Shout out to Blaskia. Shout out to all the rest of the niggas, man. Shout out to Ruler myself. Shout out to Dr. Brasive, Ash Dash, Papa Dash. Shout out to RT3, MJ Money 9S. Anybody else that fucking listen to the Frocast, man. Happy birthday, man. I know today Thursday. Happy birthday to H2O, man. Nigga's 24. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, H2O is 24, nigga.
Damn, he came up to me. He was like,
16. Say it one more time. H2O is 24.
He's like 16 when he start fucking with us?
15, 16, something like that. Jeez. He's sick as fuck.
Damn.
Like, he didn't even know how to use a fucking RAR, however you say that. Fact, I remember he was like, we used to, you know, send music that way. And he'd be like, hey, how do you do this RAR file? And everybody like, are you serious? He was just like, I'm 15, man. Like,
God damn, man. Props to the homie, bro.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday, man. Special birthday shout out, man. Princess Jern's birthday tomorrow. She'll be fucking 10.
Oh, shit.
Can't believe it. Man, wow. They having a birthday party. She's having a little sleepover at the hotel. Her and her little buddies, man. So, you know, I had a house to myself Saturday. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Damn. Hey, man. There was Do you watch or did you ever watch South Beach Toe?
Yes.
You know Bernice from South Beach Toe.
Shout out Bernice. She made history this week, man.
She's a coach. She's a new coach of a high school out there in Florida.
In Miami.
Miami, Florida. First female coach for that high school, man.
No, first female coach in the state of Florida.
Oh, well, shit. There you go. I was wondering while I was watching Friday Night Tights. If you were coaching against a team that had a female coach, would you try and use that as motivation?
No.
Do you think that they're going to try and use it as motivation?
No. I mean, she's certified. She played football, and then her assistant coach is Uncle Luke. What are you talking about?
I don't understand how Uncle Luke keeps getting
Uncle Luke, because he can't be the head coach. He coached football now. He's leaving the school, and he's a defensive coordinator at high school now. You know what I'm saying? So he's going over there with her. You know what I'm saying?
Why
so,
can't he be head coach? Did he run for mayor?
Because he's Uncle Luke.
He ran for mayor.
You have to be a school teacher to be a head coach.
I don't know the rules for that shit.
I'm just telling you, in the state, when you're in high school, to be a head coach, you got to be like a teacher.
Isn't that counterproductive to winning? Like, I want my teacher working on the lessons.
Your teacher certificate to be a head. You have to teach PE class or something, so you have to be a teacher. Like, assistant coaches and shit, they can, you know, some assistant coaches don't have to be employees of the fucking school system. You see what I'm saying?
So when you went to high school, the high school football coach also did what?
He was a PE teacher. And we had one as a PE teacher, one as a shop teacher. We had Coach Nance, Coach Starlin. Coach Starlin taught fucking math. You know what I'm saying? He was the offensive line coach. He taught math.
And that's why I was asking. For my high school, the freshman team, the junior varsity, and the varsity, all of those teachers were math or chemistry. Like, how do you have ability to coach plays and do the games and teach that curriculum?
Hey, man.
That sounds kind of productive as fuck.
If I'm teaching 10th grade, I'm teaching the same thing every year. Like, I don't got to do my, I don't got to upgrade my teaching stats for every 3, 4, 5 years. Like, yeah, that's I keep the same.
And not only that, the freshman coach, his ass not only did math, but he also was the PE teacher.
Yeah.
That nigga was doing 3 jobs.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
And getting a check for each one of them.
Well, probably $4. Each one.
Hey, did they get extra $30, $40 for coaching? They just kick a little kickback.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember I used to work with this guy. He was he worked full time with me, third shift. But he also, when he got off work in the morning, he taught economics or civics or some shit at the high school. And then he was also the soccer coach. I was just like, bruh,
motherfuckers working.
That's what I said, when do you get your students homework? I said, you get your students all the homework? He was like, for what? Who gonna grade it? Right. I don't have time. Like, he was just like,
Monday, I grind. Tuesday, I grind.
Because I was like, when do you sleep? Because I told you one night, man, he almost got killed. We was at work. This man was sleeping in, like, you know, I worked at Sam's Club. So he was sleeping in, like, we had, like, a bin of dog beds. So during one of the breaks, he went there and slept. And you know what I'm saying? We forgot where he was. Come to the end of the night, we go putting shit back, the pallets back up in the steel. We grabbed this one pallet on the forklift. We put it back up in the steel. All of a sudden, you hear somebody, that motherfucking thing start shaking. They done put this motherfucker back up in the steel, man.
Damn.
Yes, sir. That shit was funny as a motherfucker, man.
That's all like, fucked up, man. Hey, man, we about to get up out of here, y'all. Enjoy your Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Do right, man. Just
Eat the groceries this weekend, man. Groceries.
Whoa.
Yes, man. Niggas. Valentine's. Eat the groceries, nigga.
Nah, man. Just enjoy your Valentine's Day, man. We'll talk to y'all next week. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with the homie King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We up out of here. NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Yeah. This is PTZ, a.k.a. the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Now can you dig it?
NappyAfro.com.
Yeah, this is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Now can you dig it?
NappyAfro.com.